The name of my story is The Prosperous Rhinoceros. The day that the mailman delivered the letter containing the check from the estate of his Uncle Albert, Joe Rhino knew his life was about to change, and for the better. Since he had never had such a great amount of money at one time in his life before, he realized the tremendous burden that he now had to be sure that he used wisely. Our friend Joe Rhino soon became known among his less fortunate friends as the Prosperous Rhinoceros, and this only made him more conscious of the scripture where God tells us to be good stewards of our money. Joe had always known God, but had only recently realized that he needed to walk with Jesus Christ daily in all he said and did. He came to realize that life without Jesus as Lord of his life was useless and hopeless. As he entered into a relationship with Jesus, he began to take all his problems to the Lord, and this perplexing problem of the money now took top priority. At that time that he was seeking an answer through prayer and being quiet before the Lord, Joe Rhino began to suddenly realize that he had not seen his close friends for some time now. Oh, this of course upset him, for he knew the friendships are to be valued, and he was especially conscious of his relationship with others, for he knew if any of his friends were to come to Christ, he would have to set the example. Well, after many days, through speaking to many people, the truth finally came out. It seemed that when he first acquired the money, all his friends were happy for him. They believed that because of the friendship, he would share his money with them. But as time went on, this was not the case, and their happiness for him diminished. His blessing from God only made them angry and hostile towards him, and so they purposely avoided him. Now, Joe had already given his money to the church he attended, for he wanted God to have his share of the blessing first. Of course, this left him wondering how to share the rest, for he knew blessings are always given to be shared with others. He heard of a widow nearby that needed eye surgery so she could continue painting with watercolors. So he left a sizable amount in her mailbox, making sure that no one saw him. For scripture clearly states that we should do things quietly, that we will not draw attention to ourselves and not take the glory from God. Well, he had up to now made careful plans, praying much and seeking God's guidance. He was being blessed while making others happy and know that he was pleasing God. But his friends were furious because none of them so far had reaped any of the rich harvest that God had bestowed upon our prosperous rhinoceros. As the days grew into weeks and weeks into months, he realized more and more how lonely he had become, and in total despair as to how he could mend these broken relationships, he fell to his knees. He poured out his heart to God. "Jesus, my friends have deserted me and I miss them. I want to bring them to you. I felt I was doing your will by not sharing the money with them, for there are many that need the money more than they do. Show me, Lord, through the Holy Spirit's power, that I may mend our relationships without compromising myself to their selfish desires. Please help me, Lord, as I have no one else to turn to, for you are truth." Because he felt so bad, and because God knew his heart was right, the answer came quickly and quietly, and this is what God told him. "Your friends are weak and sinful and jealous of your new prosperity, but you must remain the link between me and them. You must remain steadfast and show them great love and understanding." Well, now this was clearer and easier said than done. which is usually the case when God touches our hearts. But because Joe Rhino wanted to please God and bring these selfish friends to Jesus Christ, do you know what he did? First of all, he knew he could not feed their selfishness, for that would only make them more greedy and grasping. He invited them all to his house, and he shared God's Son, Jesus, with them, for he knew that only a relationship with the living Son of God brings permanent changes in someone's life. He told them how he knew the money really came from God and that his Uncle Albert was only the instrument God used to make the money available, and that he knew it was to be used for God's work. He said he was most willing to share it with them, but he knew in his heart many needed it much more, and when he challenged them, they admitted he was right all along, and they would help him to pray and decide where the money would go. This way, he would give them responsibility for part of the money, which they in turn, like him, would use for God's work. So, his friends, seeing his great love and trust for them, gave their lives to Christ at that very moment, and from that day on, all shared together the joy of sharing Jesus with needy folks and each other.